from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College football season kicked off last weekend, and that included the Pitt Panthers, the opener at Acrisure Stadium against Kent State, and it ended up being what the experts thought it would be, a blowout. But it was in doubt for a moment, and we are joined by the voice of the Panthers, Bill Hillgrove, on our video mix. You can see Bill on the radio, kdkradio.com. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it was as expected. Pitt should have dominated Kent State, and unfortunately, Kent State grew within, what, 7 early second half, but I think they just kind of wore them out. Now the big step up in competition. Cincinnati has, I believe, 43 transfers. Yeah,
they do.
3 of their top 4 running backs are transfers, and all but 1 receiver are transfers from other programs, so you know, it's going to be hard to determine what you're facing because everything's so new with them. But like the Panthers last year, they were disappointing, 3-9, but they did beat Pitt, and I think the Panthers have that chip on the shoulder.
Yeah, there's no question. And I did the Pat Narduzzi radio show last night, which we aired here on KDK. And first of all, Pat coached in Cincinnati for 3 seasons before he went to Michigan State. He knows the city. That was back in the day. We're great Big East rivals, too, as you know, and Cincinnati's been in the Big 12 here the last few years. But some great contests between the two schools. Scott Satterfield is in his second season as the head coach coming from Louisville. And the natural question to ask Pat Narduzzi was his evaluation of his offense.
You had to love the explosion that we had. That's the only explosion we want, is offense explosion from Pitt. You had to like what Eli did out there. He's in charge of the offense. You know, he operated the right way, and he made the throws he needs to make. Desmond Reed did his deal. I mean, you look at the receivers, those top 3 guys did an amazing job catching the ball and making plays. So we'll just have to build off of that this coming week.
And Bill, as you know, between the two teams, I'm talking about Cincinnati and Pitt, they combined for an offense of 1,200-plus yards. So explosive offenses. By the way, Pitt, 560 yards. But Eli Holstein has been designated as the starter at quarterback, 6'4", 225. He looks like a pro style. Your evaluation, because this was his first collegiate start, what did you think?
He was in command, and I think that was evidenced by the fact that his passes were mostly on the mark. He did throw the 1 interception, and that kept his pass efficiency rating down to 166. Meanwhile, Brendan Sorsby, a transfer from Indiana, is the Bearcat quarterback, and he had a big day. His pass efficiency with no interceptions is 196. So they and the Panthers both had a 300-yard passer, 100-yard rusher, and a 100-yard receiver. So it should be fun to watch.
Yeah, and by the way, the ACC gave Holstein the Rookie of the Week award, and the Big 12 gave the newcomer award to Cincinnati's quarterback, Soulsby. So it should be a great battle. Now, that said, after that, we got the backyard brawl the following week at Acrisure that 2 years ago, 72,000 people, the largest crowd ever assembled to watch any sporting event in Pittsburgh. We're looking forward to that one, too. And ironically, back-to-back Big 12 teams. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
It sure will be. And, you know, they say in rivalry games, you just throw the records out and Don't go on past performances. You know, the two teams don't like each other. The fans don't like each other. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, that said, the NFL today on CBS. Bill Cowher just said on CBS morning show, he was asked by Nate Burleson about the Steelers game on Sunday.
Pittsburgh Steelers, we have to talk about your squad offensively, defensively, the quarterback competition. What are you looking for?
Well, they're going to be solid on defense. I still think they got the best defensive player in the league in T.J. Watt and Highsmith on the other side. They get that pick up Patrick Queen in the offseason in free agency. And Russell Wilson, I mean, they're going to get back to running the football. They got an offensive line that has not come together yet. I think that's the biggest thing. They will get better as the year goes on because of Arthur Smith's offense. He's going to try to feature the running game, the play action game to George Pickens. And there'll be a little package of plays for Justin Fields.
Of course.
Don't worry. We'll see him.
Coach Cowher, a Hall of Famer, just moments ago on CBS. So, Bill, similar in the sense with Pitt, Steelers have a lot of new faces and a whole new offensive coaching crew.
Yeah, and I think what I like about Arthur Wilson is he adapts what he does to the players' talents. You know, it's not just a system that he's going to run regardless. And Coach Cowher mentioned it, the play action. I think for Russell Wilson, that's one of the keys. People didn't like his first appearance, but he was under a lot of duress, a lot of pressure. I think if that line gives him time, I think he can get the job done.
And, Bill, what about Cameron Hayward? You, like I, remember his dad, Ironhead Hayward, well. What a moment for this city, for this team, for his family, to get that contract extension that will assure he's a Steeler forever.
That is wonderful news, and you know, all along, Larry, I had the feeling that this would happen. And a lot of people were saying, well, he wants to go somewhere else, or he wants to browbeat them into a bigger payday. They worked it out, and I thought they would.
All right, I'll see you on the charter tomorrow, Bill. And Coach Narduzzi recommends a rib place that's pretty famous, or that Skyline Chili in Cincinnati.
The Montgomery Inn.
That's it. And he also told us, don't wear white shirts.
I wonder why.
Well, we'll get some pit bibs, because if we're eating ribs, it's going to be messy, and that's a good thing. All right, Bill, thank you so much.
H2P, Larry.
I'll see you tomorrow. The great Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. And every Thursday, we look forward to our conversation with the food editor, Pittsburgh Magazine, the one and only Christy Graver. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
And by the way, you can see Christy via video at kdkradio.com. I love this new technology where you can see our radio guests. So thank you, Christy.
Of course. It's a little early.
Oh, you're wearing your glasses this morning.
Yeah, I need
it. All right. Where do you want to start? Rad Days. Coming up. What's this all about?
Rad Days are rad. They're the county's regional asset district. So they're promoting more than 60 free events and experiences from this Saturday through October 6th. The annual celebration is Rad's way of thanking taxpayers for their ongoing support of local libraries, parks and trails, and arts and cultural organizations. And some of the attractions include the Pittsburgh Glass Center, Carnegie Libraries. There's free tours of PNC Park on September 17th, which I highly recommend. I did that. It's really fun. Free tours of Acrisure Stadium on September 18th, and free ice skating at PPG Paints Arena on September 21st, which is really cool. Literally.
That is very cool. And believe it or not, by the end of this month, the Penguins will be back getting ready for their new season. So this is kind of
a busy
yeah. time. One of the most, I guess, attended museums or event, anything that people from out of town come to Pittsburgh for is the Anti-War Hall Museum. That may surprise a lot of people, right?
It's so fun. It's really, really cool. I took my daughter there and she likes it. And it's just really interesting. There's something new all the time. So yeah, check that out for free. If it's been on your list, do it now.
All right. This is a story and a very close to your heart as food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. Restaurant openings and closings. And what do we need to know?
There seems like there's more going on right now than this time of year is just like a lot of flux in the industry. There's a lot of openings and closings. But the big news this weekend is the return of Dave and Andy's homemade ice cream. It's in Oakland. It closed a couple months ago after 40 years in business, and a local family bought it, and they're reopening this Saturday. So I'm actually going to check it out tomorrow night with my daughter. But yeah, it's open to the public on Saturday. And tonight I'll be dining at Braddock Public House. The team at Brew Gentlemen took over the former Superior Motors building in Braddock.
Yeah.
Before it was Superior Motors, the fancy restaurant, it was one of the country's first indoor car dealerships. And now it's a cool, affordable place. Nothing on the menu is over $20. So I'm taking my family there tonight. And if you want to celebrate Michael Keaton's birthday, which is today,
right,
and get ready for the new Beetlejuice movie, which opens nationwide tomorrow, you can go to the Main Street Diner and Kickback Cafe in Lawrenceville. It's open 6 days a week now. It's open from 3 to 10:30 Tuesday through Sunday. So check that place out. It's really cool.
Well, by the way, two things. One is you could have sent some samples from Andy's. Dave and Andy's. Yeah. But sure. In the meantime, our producer, Aaron Ferragonio, worked at Superior Motors, right? Changing tires. Awesome. Oh, no, that was,
it was... I did.
It was a restaurant.
And it was a really cool, really fancy, one-of-a-kind sort of restaurant. Did you ever go, Christy?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. My boss took us all there one time, and it was great.
Insane experience, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, and one more.
Yeah, totally different experience now, though.
Food note. What is this epic quest at Dragon's Roast Cafe?
I love this because it's within walking distance of my place. So there's been a Game Master store on Perry Highway in Westview for many years, and now they have a cafe located inside. And this place is a gaming store where you can go. They have thousands of board games, and you could rent them. You could play them in the store. You can take them home to try them out, or you could buy them. They also have like Dungeons and Dragons sessions. I went to one last Thursday. It was so much fun. And they have Orm's Donuts on Thursdays through Saturdays, which are pretty much the best donuts in Pittsburgh, I think. They have Enrico Biscotti, and they have Commonplace Coffee. It's the greatest place. It's a huge place. You can go, you could sit, you could learn how to play D&D or another game. Everyone's very welcoming, and they will teach you how to play. Really good for all ages, literally all ages.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Background, so check it out. It's incredibly cool.
Sounds like you got a busy weekend ahead. Read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graver. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, and we'll keep you posted on the U.S. Steel deal. Deal or no deal? Sounds like no deal if we have heard what the past statements have been from President Joe Biden. We will see in both candidates, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, suggesting they would be against Nippon taking over U.S. Steel. A rally downtown yesterday covered by our own Tamira Rush suggests that people here that work for them want to stay here. So we'll keep you posted on that story. Internationally, we have such a tie here with our community in the Squirrel Hill area, primarily to Israel. And joining us is Rabbi Israel Altine. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
October 7th, when just over 1,200 people were killed, another 250 taken hostage when Hamas terrorists attacked Israel that day, as you well know, dozens remain in captivity. And just this past week, the bodies of six hostages, including Israeli and American, were discovered in a tunnel, and they were apparently executed when they knew forces in Gaza were getting close. That said, you have seen the protest about the bombing and the divisiveness that exists and the hatred, and I'm sure it's very difficult for you to sort through all of this. So a couple of nights ago, a vigil to try to find a way to heal and mitigate the hate. So what is your message to people in this city where we have such a close tie to the Jewish community?
You know, it's heartbreaking when you see the way that these hostages are being treated, the way they're being held and treated, the fact that they were murdered, you know, in cold blood just because they were about to be rescued is just, you know, it's horrifying, and unfortunately also shows us the true colors of those that are holding them. They're just true barbaric terrorists. So obviously we're heartbroken, and the purpose of the vigil was, you know, for the community to come together, both to pray, to support each other, express a source of you know, strength and clarity to each other and to the community. You know, as a religious Jew, we believe strongly that our prayers, our acts of love with each other have impact. And it wasn't just a way for us healing with ourselves, but a big part of it was the prayers and the spiritual strength that we hope to, you know, send to the hostages that are still in Gaza for them to be released.
And Rabbi, you have seen the protests also around the country. What would you like to say to those people? And, you know, over 40,000 people have been killed in Gaza. So some people suggesting, you know, hate that shouldn't be got hate, you know, an eye for an eye kind of thing. What would you like to say to those people who protest?
I don't think this is an eye for an eye, which, by the way, in Jewish tradition, an eye for an eye doesn't mean literally. An eye for an eye means that the court needs to take a financial compensation for someone. But putting that aside, you know, I really find it hard to wrap my head around people trying to compare a democratic country trying to protect themselves and barbaric terrorists, as I mentioned, we've seen this week. I don't know if you saw also yesterday the pictures of the entrance to this tunnel where these captives were murdered, were in the bedroom of a child with Mickey Mouse and Disney characters on the walls. This is the type of people we're dealing with, using their children's bedrooms as places to keep and to kill people. I mean, this is I'm really not sure how to compare that with a country trying to protect themselves from such people. You know, and regarding the people that are being killed in Gaza, first, you know, saying a number 40,000 people being killed, I mean, it's been proven that a lot of these numbers are coming from Gaza, coming from Hamas, and so therefore, we don't know the true numbers of how many of these people are terrorists and how many of them are unfortunately caught in war. And so I think it's very important for people to understand that definitely a large number of the people that are being killed in Gaza are terrorists. And unfortunately, when terrorists are going to be mixed in amongst civilians, unfortunately, civilians are going to be killed. And that's on the terrorists. If a terrorist is going to hide behind civilians, that's what happens. Let every person who's bothered by that think of what happens if a terrorist hides behind someone, you know, someone, a terrorist coming to attack them, hiding behind a civilian, and what they would do in that situation. Would they just turn another, you know, oh boy, they're being blocked by a civilian, so everyone in the house is going to get killed out? Or you take out the terrorists, and unfortunately, the terrorist is using human shields, and that's going to be on the terrorist's responsibility.
Rabbi, where do you see us going from here?
You know, I hope that, you know, when I'm not a professional negotiator, so I can't say how this goes. But I really hope that, you know, a very strong hand in negotiating by Israel, by the United States, against Hamas comes to a point where they realize they need a buckle and just, you know, get let go and you know, release Gaza from their control and allow a civilized government to take care of the Palestinian people there and to let the hostages out and bring peace. That's my hope. Does that happen? You know, I don't know, but my prayer is that this can come to an end without the terrorists having an upper hand here.
Let us all pray for peace. And Rabbi, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Rabbi Yisrael Altain from Squirrel Hill here in the Pittsburgh area on the Big K Morning Show. You're invited tomorrow night's KDK Radio High School Football Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. You've got McKee Sport and Thomas Jefferson. Our coverage starts with the Swardout Financial Kickoff Show. That's tomorrow at 6. Good news. A 20-year study, Paul, about the relationship between cell phones and brain cancer. And it turns out, our 28-year-long study, pardon me, published this week, shows that the radio waves from your phone are not linked to brain cancer. Plus, we all use a speaker nowadays, so that helps. But just so you know, after almost 3 decades, there is no link shown between a phone and brain cancer.
So we'll be able to pack up the paranoia on that one. Here's something, Larry, that I think is really promising. From the University of Texas, researchers have discovered an antibody that neutralizes all variants of COVID.
All variants.
That's right. This study at the University of Texas at Austin discovered this antibody. They're calling it SC27. And here's the thing about COVID. These variants, they're, you know, constantly changing. Right. And that's one of the reasons why we've had that summer spike in COVID cases. This technology, SC27, recognizes the different characteristics in the COVID variants, and it's effective against all of them, according to this research.
So is this one of those things where we announce it because they've gone through, you know, some of the FDA studies, and then you never hear about it again because it takes so long to get to a marketplace? Mm-hmm. Which is a little frustrating from the medical science. And I understand you have to be cautious and careful, but if it really works, you know, they accelerated those kind of things during the crisis.
I'm fired up about that. I think that's, I went to the pharmacy on Tuesday to get my update on the vaccine.
And what'd they say?
Hold still.
I haven't,
I mean,
it's booster time for people.
Yeah.
Typically, as we get into the end of September and October, that's usually when you really start hearing the local health officials saying, hey, get your flu shot. And now it's got a COVID booster update.
I got all the updates along the way, and all of them were Moderna. And this one was a Pfizer update. And I had no soreness at all in the injection. Not a bit. By the way, there was a big sonic boom and a lot of attention in South Africa recently. A rare moment when people got to watch a meteorite re-entering the atmosphere. I happened to see video of it this morning on the CBS Overnight News show.
And this thing was the size of what? A motorcycle?
They figure it was the size of a motorcycle, yeah. A little girl found a small piece of the thing in a village in South Africa. But this is a very rare occurrence. They heard a sonic boom. Imagine that as you're watching this thing. It looked like a scene from a science fiction movie from the 1950s.
Yeah, and if you don't know, the sonic boom is when an object goes faster than the speed of sound. It creates a audible boom as it passes your area.
Turns out NASA announced that 5 asteroids would be hitting Earth between August 27th and the 1st of September, and they've turned out to be right, especially in South Africa. About 5, I don't know, but I know that we've had a lot of meteorite stories in the last 30 days.
Yeah, well, if you remember, I told you about this video I saw of a stream of flaming, it looked like space junk burning up in the atmosphere over Germany. So, but if a meteor that's the size of a motorcycle hits, that could be bad news.
Very bad news. Jeez. But if you get a chance to find the video and have a look, it's a grabber.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.